This month's roundup of resistance news and related matters has been sourced on the internet from 325 magazine, which can be found at 325.nostate.net, and also from Angry News from Around the World, which you can find using your search engine. Type in Angry News from Around the World. Most of the reports were written by those involved in the struggles, with a smattering of mainstream reports. Although by necessity the reports have been edited and shortened, we've tried to keep the vibe intact. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Pitchless Industries or IlFM. In any event, respect to the hardcore on the front lines, whether by acting in solidarity or through having no choice but to fight. 29th January. 3,000 people turned up in force at a solidarity demonstration for the Liebig 14, which is one of Berlin's longest-running autonomous housing projects, serving as a space for collective living as well as community and political organising for over 20 years. After a four-year legal process, the owners of the building have finally been given legal permission to evict the house. Squatted shortly after the fall of the wall in what was a derelict area of East Berlin, Liebig 14's attempted eviction is just one symptom of a rampaging process of gentrification, which is rapidly forcing poorer residents out of the city centre and tearing apart the city's radical infrastructure. At the demo, Autonomen threw cobblestones, causing several injuries in the police lines. Masked-up demonstrators first destroyed the windows of a shop located in the front of the house belonging to the owner of Liebig 14, and then attacked the police with a rain of stones. That night, unknown people attacked a police car with stones. It was damaged without the police suffering any injuries. The previous night, a bank and supermarket were attacked with stones, and a Porsche set on fire. Flyers left at the spot read, "At daggers drawn with state and capital, as also its guards and representatives, let us destroy the world of goods in order to make a life in freedom be possible." In other solidarity actions, the office for the citizens of Leipzig was smashed, the offices of the bailiffs who will carry out the eviction of Liebig 14 was visited, and the lawyer who represents the owner of the building had paint bombs thrown against his offices. 31st January. Belgium has been touched by a wave of strikes and blockades against the new interprofessional agreement, which will harden working conditions for all who work. Also, several heavy industries were blocked by striking pickets, as well as shops and supermarkets. At some places, all economic activity was paralysed. 2nd February. Greek police defused a parcel bomb addressed to Justice Minister Haris Castanidis 2 months after the first wave of similar bombs sent to embassies in Athens and governments abroad following the start of the trial of members of the conspiracy of Cells of Fire. A statement made reads in part, "The real defeat in a war is not captivity in the hands of the enemy, but capitulation, loss of conscience, surrender, penitence, statements of loyalty, because that is where the game of power is played, in the moral decline and depreciation of its dissident opponents. It wants to force rebels to bend, to kneel, to conciliate, to make clear that every struggle is lost or resistance is useless. However, the only fight that is lost is the one that never began. Its commands are clear. You must not think, you must not resist, you must not fight. Here exactly we must pass to the counterattack. Exactly here we must stop getting used to retreating. Exactly here we must stop fearing the ghost of repression. The repression exists because action exists. Qualitative, quantitative, and unrepentant action. As long as the sun rises from the east, we will not stop fighting for your release even for a moment, to be all together again in the most beautiful plans that we left unfinished in order to fulfil the most wild and mad adventure of revolution. Our day will come." 2nd February. 3 Molotov cocktails were thrown against the police station in Marignane, France. 3rd February. An incendiary attack was made against a mobile phone antenna in Yverdon, Brussels, in solidarity with imprisoned anarchists throughout Europe. 4th February. Robbers have carried out a raid inside the European Parliament in Brussels, holding up the post office in the Parliament building, and reportedly getting away with at least €8,000 in what is said to be the third major breach of security in 2 years. The raid happened as European leaders met for an energy summit at a council building, just hundreds of metres away from Parliament. 4th February. In Ankara, Turkey, police fired water cannon and tear gas to force back thousands of workers and students trying to march on Parliament in the Turkish capital in a union-led demonstration against the draft labour law. Protesters responded to the water cannon and tear gas by throwing stones at the police. The workers were protesting against new employment legislation currently being debated by Parliament, which they argue will reduce workers' rights and allow employers to exploit unregulated labour. 6th February. Windows were smashed at Atos Origin offices in Beeston, Nottingham. Also, a graffiti message reading, "Atos profits from oppression," was left on the entrance to the site. Atos is responsible for designing and implementing the tests used to determine eligibility for incapacity benefits, etc. And so this was an act of solidarity with all those who have had their lives turned upside down by being thrown off their benefits. It will always be politicians and business owners who benefit from our wage slavery. People who refuse or are unable to be pliant and flexible workers are being punished for not conforming to the demands of the economic system, and it is from this oppression that companies such as Atos profit.